Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you a couple of verses from 1 Samuel chapter 17 and talk to you about tested armor. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 38 and 39. It's the context of David about to fight Goliath, and here's the two verses. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." So David took them off. The young shepherd David volunteered to take on the Philistine warrior Goliath, and he boldly predicted to King Saul that he would kill the giant. Before sending David to the fight, Saul thought to prepare him. So we read, Saul clothed David with his armor. Now, no doubt Saul had the finest armor in the whole Israeli army. He naturally thought that David would have the best chance to kill Goliath if he had the best armor, the armor of a king. Saul was blind to the spiritual dimension of the battle, but David saw it. David tried to wear Saul's armor. We read, he tried to walk. David said to Saul, "I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them." Saul wanted to put his armor on David, but it didn't work. It didn't work because Saul's armor did not fit David physically. Everything was too big, and David could not move well wearing the king's armor. But it also didn't work because Saul's armor did not fit David spiritually. Armor, military technology, or human wisdom would not win this battle. The Lord God of Israel would win this fight. Often people try to fight with another person's armor. They see God do something wonderful through someone else, and they try to copy it without really making it their own. God's work is never most effectively done this way. So what did David do? We read, so David took them off. David had to renounce Saul's armor. He had to vow, I will not fight with that man's armor. I will trust in the Lord and his armor instead. Often we want a safe middle position where we try to wear both kinds of armor. God wants us to trust in him and him alone. Now the Bible also tells us of a spiritual armor. Instead of trusting in a sword made of steel, and a helmet made of bronze, it tells us to make ourselves ready with a breastplate of righteousness, a shield of faith, a helmet of salvation, and a sword of the word of God. You'll find that in Ephesians chapter 6. This is the armor that David would face Goliath with, and the armor we should know how to use in our daily Christian life. Sadly, many people would say the same thing about the armor of God that David said about Saul's armor. I cannot walk with these because I have not tested them. Hey, are you more familiar with the weapons and armor of human effort, human schemes, and material things? Or do you really know what it's like to put on and to take up the whole armor of God and to use it effectively? You're only going to learn this by doing, and doing it by faith in the greatest warrior, in the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. He will lead you and all his people to victory.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.